You are welcome to Dream Prayers with Evangelist Joshua Orechi. We are looking on a topic, dreams that reveal something bad is coming. Dreams that reveal something bad is coming. I pray for you today. Any bad events, any bad news that the enemy have prepared against you, it is cancelled in Jesus' name. In Isaiah chapter 38, the Bible says, when King Hezekiah became sick and was at the point of death, Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came to him and said, for the Lord said this, set your house in order and prepare a will, for you shall die. You will not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord and said this, please, O Lord, just remember how I have walked before you in faithfulness and in truth and with your whole heart, and I have done what is good in your sight. God can use any person to reveal something to you, whether good or bad. In Isaiah chapter 38, in this scripture, God sent prophet Isaiah to tell Hezekiah that something bad is about to strike him, and if he does not pray to cancel it, the spirit of death will eat him. But along the line, the Lord Almighty prolonged the years of Hezekiah. Revelation represents the light in the word of God. The power of revelation can show you what is about to happen to you or to other people. When God sends a prophet to reveal the danger that is coming to harm you, it is important that you do the needful. You need to carry out what the Lord is asking you to do in order to avert the calamity that is coming. No wonder the Bible says, where there's no vision, the people perish. May you not perish as a result of your ignorance in Jesus' name. So what are the dreams that reveal something bad is coming? Number one, when someone tells you in the dream that you shall see, be ready to start binding and casting out, because that voice is simply telling you that something bad will strike you unaware. Pray against it. Number two, when you dream of coughing out blood, pray against witchcraft attacks. That dream is a warning that something terrible is about to eat you or your family. You need to be guarded by God and pray very well. Three, when you see someone cutting your hair in a dream, that is a sign of loss. The Lord is advising you to this dream to pray with fasting, as the enemy has already taken something important from you to be used to attack you. Four, when you see yourself died in a dream, you don't have to joke with this dream. This shows that the spirit of death has your name in their file. You need to pray against it. Five, when you dream of climbing a mountain and fall, something bad is about to happen to you. Pray to reverse that calamity with the blood of Jesus. Six, when you are shot or stabbed in a dream, quickly go for deliverance. This is an arrow of darkness assigned to destroy you in the future. Pray against it. Plead with the blood of Jesus by reading Psalm 18. 7. When all your teeth are falling out in the dream, that is a sign of attack of sickness, attack of death, attack of poverty, attack of stagnation. You have to pray, because something bad is about to hit you as a result of losing one tooth or many teeth. I pray for you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Any evil thing waiting to attack you or your family members shall backfire in the name of Jesus. Your yesterday shall not be better than your future. In the name of Jesus, in this month, you shall receive the mercy of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, the stubborn altar in your foundation shall lose its grip over your life. In the name of Jesus, your glory shall not be covered again. In the name of Jesus Christ, every power that has projected negative thing into the air to fight you today, let the power of God send it back to the senders. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are protected, you are preserved by the power of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, any evil dream assigned to swallow you, let that evil dream be canceled in the name of Jesus Christ. Every power that says no matter how you do it, you will keep failing, I command that power to be cursed forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father Lord in heaven, in Jesus' name. Thanks for listening tonight. You can call or WhatsApp me on this number, 0909-899-9992. 0909-899-9992. This is Evangelist Joshua Orechi. God bless you.
You have just listened to Dream Prayers with Evangelist Joshua Orike. Join us for another edition next week, Wednesday and Friday, same time, same station. For prayers and counseling, please call 090-989-99992, 090-989-99992, or contact Evangelist Orike at 149B Ekoro Road, Ekoro, Abule Egba, Lagos.